Me Without You, written by Kelly Rimmer and read by Federe Holmes.
Chapter 1. Callum. It was absolutely not love at first sight. I saw a filthy bare foot out of the corner of my eye. I tried not to look, but facts are facts. Bare feet in public places are inexcusable. And at that point, I hadn't realised what the body the foot was attached to was like. I'm sure I grimaced, but I did try to keep my eyes on the laptop I was working on. Evidently, I failed because she caught me staring. "My eyes are up here," she said, but she sounded amused, and I glanced up to see if I'd misread the tone. That's how we made eye contact. And that's when I fell in love with her. So maybe it was actually love at second sight. Lila was all kinds of wonderful, in ways words could never quite capture. She was barely 5 feet tall and so skinny it seemed she'd break if you held her too tightly. That day, her deep auburn hair was in a glossy bun without a single flyaway, and I remember thinking of the joke I'd heard about corporate types thinking hair that moved was a sign of weakness. Lila somehow knew how to wear a plum suit with chunky wooden accessories and still appear flawlessly professional. There was something so wrong with the polished top half of her image juxtaposing the homeless-esque foot situation. Although I was embarrassed to have been caught staring, I just had to ask, "Why aren't you wearing shoes?" "Listen, buddy, I stood for 8 hours today in stilettos," she informed me. She gave the women around her a "can you believe this guy?" glance. "That's no reason to be barefoot now. Anyway, if you'd worn more sensible shoes, you'd still have clean feet." "Oh, so that's the answer." The sarcasm was softened by a laugh. "Tomorrow, when I walk into court and the judge asks me why I'm wearing my runners, I'll tell him some guy in a ferry told me to." One of the many, many things that completely baffle me about women is what you'll put yourselves through for rules that only women care about. I'd had the argument with nearly every woman I knew at some point. It never ended well. "Rules only women care about? I once got fired because I refused to wear makeup to work," the woman beside Lila chimed in. Almost before she'd finished the sentence, Lila had passed her a business card. "You should call my firm. We can help you with that," she said. But her attention was back to me in an instant. "Are you seriously suggesting to me that the reason women dress professionally for work is to impress other women?" "Oh, I'm all for professionalism. You can see I'm wearing a suit, and I do every day I'm in the office. But if someone suggested to me directly or indirectly that I had to wear nipple clamps to get ahead in my career, I'd see through it. If your shoes hurt your feet, wear less elaborate shoes. Simple." It was at this point, possibly belatedly, that I realised I had about 10 sets of angry female eyes pointed in my direction. I twisted my neck to see how far away Manly Wharf was. "Thinking about swimming away from the argument?" Lila asked. "Oh, I know I can't win. Men aren't allowed to challenge the institution of womanhood." "Mate, if you're going to challenge the institution of womanhood," the man beside me muttered, "don't do it on a boat at sea against a lawyer who just spent 8 hours standing in high heels." "Wise words," Lila agreed. "I'm not wanting to be argumentative," I said, although clearly I was. "I genuinely don't understand why women feel they have to put themselves through pain to look good. You're a beautiful lady, Miss..."
"Ms. And it's none of your business?"
"Ms. None of my business," I repeated. "You'd be equally as beautiful and professional in a pair of flat leather shoes as you were today in your stilettos."
"Oh, thank you for your kind, if somewhat patronising words,"